Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
A stake in one of the buzziest AI startups could soon become available because of, get this, an FTX bankruptcy hearing. Kate Rooney here with me at One Market. Never ends.
It never
ends.
They're still sorting
through the wreckage.
Exactly. And part of that might benefit some of the tech investors who have really been clamoring, Dee, to get a piece of these AI startups, especially Anthropic, which is backed by Amazon and Google, among others. The collapse of crypto exchange FTX might give them another shot at getting a slice of that company. 8% of Anthropic is owned by the now bankrupt crypto exchange FTX. That purchase was made by the former CEO of FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried, who was convicted of fraud, you might remember, and conspiracy late last year. He was illegally siphoning customer money to invest in high-flying startups, including Anthropic. Today, a bankruptcy court in Delaware will rule on whether that stake can actually be sold and then used to pay back customers and creditors. Anthropic was founded by two entrepreneurs who, like Sam Bankman-Fried, were part of this movement called effective altruism, meaning they supported the idea of making as much money as you can to give it all away. Bankman-Fried's criminal activity, though, did bring some negative attention to that idea. Some of Anthropic's numbers in the court case are redacted, but FTX's stake based on Anthropic's last reported valuation is worth an estimated $1.4 billion. It's roughly tripled in value since SBF invested back in 2022. It was a $500 million investment at the time before the release of OpenAI's ChatGPT and the subsequent arms race we've seen in AI funding. A judge is going to rule on that Anthropic sale later today. Investors I've been talking to expect this all to happen behind closed doors, maybe to some sort of institutional investor, possibly a strategic investor or existing big tech company. I'm sure they're lining up to get this stake. Investors have had their eye on this holding. And the team's goal, though, is to fetch the highest price here and then use that money to help pay back FTX losses, Dee.
I mean, Kate, we've been talking about the valuations of these darling Gen AI companies like an OpenAI, like an Anthropic. And the reported valuation of Anthropic, I think the latest, is between $20 and $30 billion, which would represent a forward-looking multiple of 200 times its, you know, reported revenue, which is just gigantic. And it raises the question, who can buy this? VCs are not in those types of valuations. It's, as you said, an Amazon and a Google, who I don't know if they're going to be making those investments because Lina Khan and the FTC is starting to look at them.
All good points. One of the interesting things I've heard lately from some investors, the rule of 40 that you often think of for software investing for AI is completely out the window because the growth rate is so exponential if these companies are successful. So the ones that can afford to do this, ding, 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 Amazon, big tech, because also they can invest with cloud credits.
Guess what? The margins may be smaller as well with these generative AI companies. There was a really interesting report from The Information about a month ago saying that they may not be like software margins. So this will be an interesting test for the generative AI funding bubble.
You're likely going to see this happen behind the scenes, though. Yeah. You're not going to see this as sort of an auction in secondary markets. You can bet that some of these strategic investors, whether it's big tech or potentially Menlo Ventures or one of the companies that's an existing investor, has their eye on this 8% stake, knowing that there are only a few opportunities to get in here. But I mean, absolutely all eyes on who gets this slice. And it's wild that it's opened up based on
the way we got here is wild. And it was crazy. Good investment by
I know. Sam Bankman-Fried.
Sam Bankman-Fried, sorry. Too many Sams.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Bernie, thank you.
Thanks, Dee.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.